Nkosi ngiyacela ukuthi ukhulume nathi.
Lord, I pray that you will speak to us.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuba ube nathi sidabula amazwe size sikwazi ukufika lapha sisaphilile.
Lord, thank you that you've kept us on all our travels across many countries and that we've come back well.
Siyacela ukuthi ube nathi manje ukhulume nathi ngezwi lakho nangomoya ongcwele.
Now we ask you to speak to us through your word and through your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Uyise ka-Ana kakabuyi ubezobuya namhlanje usabanjwe okunye khona le athathe inkonzo namuhla. Kodwa ungishayele bengikhuluma naye izolo ekuseni ukuthi ibhanoyi abazofika nalo lifile basakhanda lona ngeke bakwazi ukundiza ngalo ibhanoyi namhlanje. Bazosebenza cishe emini nasebusuku ngokubona kwabo babona ukuthi lizolunga kusasa. Uma lilunga kusasa
Uncle Friedel was going to return today, but he's still in Switzerland taking the service there today. They were going to fly tonight, but they've been delayed because there's a problem with a plane, which they're still busy sorting out. So they hope to fly
tomorrow.
During this past week, from Monday through to Thursday, we had a ministers' conference in Switzerland. There were about 450
people attending. Kusho ukuthi akube yilowo nalowo aphathe omunye umfundisi.
And I said, well, we don't know what the future holds, but Lord willing, we'll have another conference in 2 years' time in 2008. And then I said, well, every one of them could invite another minister to come along.
Kusho ukuthi uma bengakwenza lokho kungaba 900.
If that was the case, they could expect 900 people for the conference. Bheke
sahlangana eKalbrune.
And then we wouldn't be able to meet at the venue where we were at in Kaltbrunn, but we'd have to move across to Bilton. Because in Kaltbrunn they were full to capacity. But we thank God for His working.
Kungenzeke ukuthi kudaleke kwenze kokukhulu phesheya.
If it continues going the way it is now, with the signs that one sees, we can still expect great things in Europe.
Itext lethu ke silthole encwadini yokuqala kwabaseKorinti sahluko sesihlanu kusukela evesini lesithupha ukuze kube shiya kalombili.
Our text we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 6 to 9.
Akukuhle ukuzibonga kwenu. Anazi yini ukuthi imvubelo encane ibilisa inhlama yonke na?
Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
Khiphani imvubelo endala. Ukuze nibe inhlama entsha njengalokhu ningabangenamvubelo.
Therefore purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump since you truly are unleavened.
Ngokuba nelethi Pasika lihlatshiwe elinguKristu.
For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
Njalo ke masigubhe umkhosi kungabi ngemvubelo endala, kungabi ngemvubelo yokushinga neyobubi kodwa kube ngesinkwa esingenamvubelo sobuqotho neseqiniso.
Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Ipointi lokuqala ke la kule ndima esesifundile.
The first point here in this text,
into ebuhlungu,
is something very sad.
Uthi akukuhle ukuzibonga kwenu.
It says it's not good that you glory in yourself.
Anazi yini ukuthi imvubelo encane ibilisa inhlama yonke na?
Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
Khiphani imvubelo endala ukuze nibe inhlama entsha. Njengalokhu ningabangena imvubelo ngokuba nelethi phasika lihlatshiwe likuKristu.
Therefore purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
Lamazwi amazwi aphuma emlonyeni kaNkuluNkulu.
These are words that come out of God's mouth.
Uthi uNkulunkulu akathokozi ngabo.
Where God himself says, I'm not happy about you.
Bebe hlaba umkhosi lwePasika.
They were celebrating the feast of the Passover.
Bejabula, beneme.
They were happy, they were rejoicing.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu uthi akukuhle ukuzibonga kwenu. But
God said, I'm not happy about what you are doing. He was unhappy about this state. He said, you shouldn't celebrate Passover in that way.
Zonke lezinsuku, cishe usuku nosuku, bengikhuluma ngePasika lethu. NgoJesu esesiphambanweni.
These past days, almost every day, I spoke about our Passover, about Jesus on the cross.
Kodwa ngingayiphindi itshumayele yodwa. Le ibanzi.
It wasn't the same message over and over, but it was the theme, because it's such a vast subject.
Uma ngithandaza ngithi Nkosi namhlanje ke la kwasiza abantu uthanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngakuphi ngase ngithi oh Nkosi ngiyezwa ngizokhuluma ngokuthi khipheni imvubelo endala.
And when I prayed and asked the Lord what I should speak about today here at Sizabantu, I felt the Lord leading me in this way, and I said, Lord, I'll speak about getting out the old leaven.
Nizwile ngithi ngenkonzo zePasika sakhuluma ngokuthi uma kuthiwa ama-Easter chazani nangesiJalmani kuthiwa Ostern ukuthi lokho kuthini.
Over Easter we spoke about the meaning of Easter and what that means, and in German what the word Easter means. And we said that it means it's the rising of the sun.
Ay leli elphuma la impumalanga bese emva kwamahora uthwelo useliyashona futhi.
And there we don't mean the sun that comes up in the east and after 12 hours it sets again.
Ophila ngalelo langa ngokomoya.
Whoever has such a son in his spiritual life, where that's the state of affairs, he's in a pitiful
state. Where anoqonda lokho akukuhle into enjalo. Ilanga lethu laphakade, limi phakade, likhanya njalo.
Where a person's spiritual life is such, where the sun comes up, after a few hours it goes down again, up and down. God's sun is the eternal sun, should shine forever.
Ikhwaya belculo ukuthi kunye ngicela inkosini ukuthi ngihlale endlini kaJehova njalo njalo forever no ever. Hayi ukuthi uhlale bese uphume kukho. Sikhathele abantu. Sidinwa abantu abakholwayo behamba ibanga elincane bese babhethe bona ukuthi oh kuphupha lento.
Like the choir saying that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore, always, not going in and going out again after a while. We are tired of people who become Christians, they start walking with the Lord, and after a while, their life, the spiritual life just fizzles out.
Ah, umuntu abonga, abonga, athi siyabonga, safelwa uJesu. UJesu wavuka, siyabonga. Ah, athi uNkulunkulu ukubonga kwenu. Akukuhle ngani nanga sizathu sini athi kukhona imvubelo endala kuyo inhlamba.
Now a person may say, well, we're thankful that the Lord rose and for what he did for us, we celebrate the Passover, but the Lord looks and he says, I'm not happy with how you are glorying because there's still some old leaven that's left in your life.
Bese kuthiwa ngakho khiphani imvubelo endala.
And he says, therefore remove the old leaven.
Ngesidalmane kuthiwa shanela, uyikhiphe.
Purge it out. In German it says sweep it out.
Bese nesinye isikhulumi uyise waso beJuda.
One of the speakers at the conference, his father was a Jew.
Angimbuzanga yena kodwa ngiyazi uma uye kubaJuda abashizekela isiko lakubo. Uma sekufika iPasika, iviki lonke izinsuku ezisikhombisa akufanele ukuthi kubonakale imvubelo endala endlini yabo.
Now, I didn't speak to him or ask him about this, but I know that the old Jews, those who stick to their traditions and their rules, at the time of Passover, for a whole week beforehand, they don't touch anything, they don't allow any leaven anywhere around.
Oh mama bathathi mese bakhipha wonke udodi ophakathi ukhishwe konke akufanele ukuthi kutholakale nensila yemvubelo endala.
They went through their houses thoroughly, removing any sign of any leaven anywhere. Even if they had a wooden table, if there were cracks in the table, they'd scratch it out with a sharp knife just to make sure there's no sign anywhere of any old leaven.
Ku Exodus ishumi nantathu verse 7 kuthiwa isinkwa esingenamvubelo siyakudliwa izinsuku eziyisikhombisa. Akuyi kubonakala sikwe esivutshelweyo kuwe. Kungabonwa namvubelo ezweni lakho lonke.
In Exodus 13 verse 7 it says, unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters.
Kusho ukuthi kuwe uNkulunkulu akafuni ukuthi umuntu abone imvubelo endala endlini yakho, endaweni yakho, lapho uhleli khona. Akufanele
So God doesn't want any sign of that old leaven to be seen anywhere in your quarters, anywhere in your life. There must be absolutely no sign.
Inokdabuka, inokhala, athi uNkulunkulu aningijabulisi neze noma nithi niyagubha ukuhlatshwa kwehundlu kuyize lezwe lokho uma imvubele endala ningayikhiphanga.
So this message is a sad one. There's no rejoicing, no happiness, because God is unhappy. He says, because there is old leaven, which I do not tolerate.
Uma uNkulunkulu esolake, kusho ukuthi uyasithanda.
But with
uthi uma engasisoli sinzalo yasematakusini.
But when God reprimands us, it's a sign that He loves us. He says if He doesn't reprimand us, it shows that we're illegitimate children.
Kusho ukuthi bekufanele ukuthi sibukisiseke impilo yethu. Sibuke, sibukisise ukuthi ayikho yini imvubele endala ebonakalayo. Ayi ekhona, akufanele nje ukubonakala insila yaleyo nto. Imvubele endala isono esazalelwa kusona, esakhula kusona. Singela ibele likamama. Akufanele ukuthi lento esakhula nayo itholakale kithina.
So we should search our lives, test and see whether there's any sign of any of the old leaven in our lives. Now what is that? That is sin. Sin into which we were born. From when we were small, we grew up in sin. And the Lord says there must be no sign of that left in our lives.
Akusizi ukuthi ugubhe ama-Easter, inkonzo yePasika, kanti kukhona okudala kithina.
It doesn't help that we celebrate Easter, the Passover, and yet there are signs of the old life in us.
Akufanele ukuthi kube khona umuntu obonayo okudala kithina. Kumele ukuthi sibe inhlamenja.
No one should be able to find any of the old in our lives. We need to be a new lump.
Njengokuba izwi lithi uma umuntu ekuKristu isidalwa esisha, okudala kudlulile, konke kusha. Akusekulaka, akusekuqasuka, akukho ukuzenzisa, awekho amanga.
Like the word says, He has created everything and made it brand new. Behold, the old things have passed away. Anger, lies, and all the old things in our lives, those are past. Behold, everything has become new.
Uma sibuka uJesu, simbona emsulwa, engenasici, engenabala, ephila phi, ebungweleni bakhe.
When we look at Jesus, He is blameless, innocent, without blemish. He has no fault in Him. He lives in His holiness. But now we who believe in Him should become like Him.
Kungatholakali, kungabonakali, kungabikho noyedwa obonayo ukuthi hey, okudala ke lo.
We should be a brand new lump. Whoever looks at us should not find anything in our lives where they can say, oh, that's still of the old.
Akufanele ukuthi babone, noma kunjani, noma ukhathele, noma umsebenzi omningi, akufanele ukuthi ubonakale ukasuka noma ukuthukuthela noma ukudinwa kuwe kungabonakali lutho ukuthi lo imvubelo endala ngoba leyo mvubelo izodala ukuthi ukholwa kwakho kube yizeleze uNkulunkulu kakufuni.
In no quarter of your life should anything of the old ever be found. No matter what circumstances you're living under, even if you're under pressure, whatever pressure that may be, or maybe you're exhausted, you're tired, Even under those circumstances, none of the old must become evident. No irritability, no impatience, nothing of the old. But if the old surfaces in your life and rears its head, that old leaven, that's going to destroy your spiritual life.
UJesu wachitha igazi lakhe. UJesu wasinikela ngenxa yethu.
Jesus
wanikela ngomoya wakhe ukuba asingcwelise.
Jesus gave his life, his blood, he shed for us. He did gave us his spirit so that we will be sanctified.
Njengentombi uma yoshada ngokwesizulu ilotolwa uJesu wasilobola wakhipha konke ayikho inkomo eyasalayo alukubizo noma ikuphi okungekho uJesu wakhipha konke.
According to Zulu tradition, one pays lobola, dowry, for one's wife. Now, in that sense, we could say that Jesus paid the full dowry for our lives. He paid everything that was needed to redeem our lives.
And
then daily we are given God's word and fed God's word. We are being given that to drink. So daily we are fed with that heavenly divine drink. And that's why God can expect us to live such a life. Because he paid the full price for us. God wants us to be Christians that are converted thoroughly, 100%, not half-heartedly, but fully.
Izono zethu zihlanjululwe zonke kungabikho esalayo asingcwelise ngokupheleleyo.
That's why God wants to deal with every single sin in our lives, that he can sanctify us fully.
Angaziki uma ubukisisa impilo yakho uyathola yini ukuthi uphelele uphenduke ngempela akukho kwasalayo.
When you search your life, do you find it to be sanctified and redeemed fully? Or is there something of the old that was left behind? God's word says we should be sanctified and cleansed in our whole life, spirit, soul, and body. That we don't serve Satan or serve the world, but that we should serve him alone.
Not even your flesh. You've got not no right. You are guilty before God. You can be damned because of it. God wants you to be spotless and not that you carry on with your sins.
Awukwazi futhi ukuyikhonza inyama yakho ngalokho ungabhubhu ngene kubhujisweni ngakho.
Ngajabula omunye udokotela efika kimi emva kwenkonzo zabafundisi.
I was happy when after the minister's conference a doctor came to me.
What is taken?
I And he said, I thank you for preaching in this way. I'm coming from a church, but I notice in our church and our churches, the standard has fallen. It's no longer what it used to be and what it should be. But thank you for still preaching in this way. Jesus himself said, if your eye causes you to stumble and to sin, pluck it out. Rather enter heaven with one eye than to have both eyes and end up in hell. Or if your hand or your foot makes you to sin, rather cut it off. Rather go into heaven with one hand, one foot, than to have both and end up in hell. You say you are saved. You say you're a Christian. But what is it that you look at on the internet with your eye? Those pictures of naked people, pornography, and you call yourself saved. You're a liar.
Izwiliti. Uzingweli se kipani mvubelo, verse 7. Endala uguze nibe inlameka, jenga luku ningabange na mvubelo, ngokuba neliti pasika lihlatshiwe linguKristu.
Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
Njalo ke masigubhe umkhosi kungabi ngemvubelo endala kungabi ngemvubelo yokushinka neyobubi.
Therefore let us keep the feast, but not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness.
La ngesiZulu kuthiwa ukushinka neyobubi. What's it in
malice and wickedness.
Ukushinka ngesiGiliki kuthiwa kakia.
The word in Greek for malice is kakia.
Uchaza ububi, ukubola. Into wrong engaqondile. Bona ukuthi ayisile lento. Akufanele ukuthi kube khona empilweni yakho into ebonakalayo ukuthi i-wrong lento.
Something which is evil, which is rotten, which is wrong, something which is not right. There shouldn't be anything in your life which is seen that is not right. Something which is wrong.
Ne ububi. Ububi. Cisho kufane. Nekakia ububi kodwa ayikuthi ube mubi nje ngaphakathi kodwa kuba lobububi uvele ngaphandle ukuthi abantu bakubone.
And wickedness. Now wickedness is almost the same thing, but that wickedness is also something which is wrong, but it's a wickedness that also becomes visible to others to see.
Ukuthi lobu bubi kungaphakathi kodwa kungasuki kuhlale phakathi kuphumele phandle ukuze kubonakale.
So it's a wickedness that doesn't just stay inside, which is there but hidden, but it's that type of wickedness which then becomes visible for others to see. And then it affects others and hurts others too.
Umtwana ka Satan, zenzika nuko zake awufani ngani no Jesu wafana no Satan uthu ulikholo.
God doesn't allow something wrong in your life. You need to repent. You don't belong to the Lord. You belong to the devil. You do his things, his works. God does not want anything that's wrong in our lives. God wants all the old things that cling to us, things we've dragged along since we've been children and from our childhood on, the things that cling to us, he wants us to get rid of those things. Now let me go to another point. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, spoke very directly to the church in Corinth and reprimanded them concerning their immorality. But when we study the book of Corinthians, we find that not everyone was living in immorality. But we find there was one man and one woman who were living immorally. There was a man who had an affair with a stepmother. But then God reprimanded the whole congregation, the whole church, saying, you are not celebrating the Passover as you should, because there's something wrong in your midst. He said, there's someone in your midst who's living in sin, and you're tolerating it, you're not doing anything about it. You should get him out of your midst, because that little leaven will leaven the whole lump. He said that person who's living in sin in that way should be handed over to the devil, that his flesh should be destroyed, and maybe then his soul can be saved. So the church in Corinth was reprimanded, the whole congregation, because there were two people in their midst who were living in sin. And he said, those people should be dealt with. That should be dealt with and removed from among your midst. Otherwise, it'll spoil everything. He said, you're on your way to destruction because of these people in your midst.
Nina,
He says, because here is this pair sinning in your midst, but you're tolerating it. You're not doing anything about it. You're not dealing with it. You're not removing them from your midst. Because that little leaven leavens the whole lump. It has an influence throughout. Do you fathers hear that? You with your children, with what they are up to, and you tolerating it, that will influence the whole family. And I don't know what it was, but they had this attitude. Well, there's something wrong happening in our midst, but let's rather not say anything. Let's not upset the apple cart. Let's rather say nothing. There are many such people around who see things wrong, they are wrong, but they do nothing about it because they're afraid of what people will think of them. The Bible says if someone in the church is living in sin, go to him, speak to him about it. Try to help him. If he doesn't listen, take a witness along, someone else to help you. And if that fails, then you can take him before the whole church. We dare not tolerate sin in our lives. With our lusts. And with our desires. We dare not allow wrong thoughts. And even your desires, your motives, where you wish for something evil. And as the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, crucified, so the sin in our life should be nailed and crucified, finished off. God says, you dare not allow sin to rule in your life. All lustful desires and lust of the eyes. On a daily basis, we should be taking stock to see whether there's nothing of the old leaven that has crept back in again. In German, it's not just dough or leaven. It's sourdough. It's something sour, bitter.
Afrikaans itself, there is suur, ne? Suur.
Moon. Something bitter.
Akufanele kuthi ezindaweni zethu kutholakale into enjalo munqu.
So nothing bitter should be found in any of our quarters.
Akekho osendlini ofanele ukuthi ayibone into enjalo. Ayibone.
No one around us should even see something like that in our lives.
Kungabikho ukuphikisana.
That there will be no disunity. And that there will be no unfriendliness in every life, in every family, in every home, and in every congregation. Jesus says, if you have an evil eye, pluck it out.
And
all your hand, all your foot, rather get rid of that, because you may have a hard head, like the head of a ram. But remember, one day you're going to meet up with another head, God's head, that is much harder than yours head, and your skull will crack. Remember Job. Job made a covenant with his eyes. He said, I made a covenant with my eyes that I will never look at another woman and sin. See, he was sweeping out, purging out the old leaven.
Futhike uma uyiklinile indlu yakho, inhliziyo yakho, ngeke usafuna ukuthi kube khona nento engalungile endlini yakho.
And once you've purged out that old leaven, you've cleaned and spring cleaned your home, that is your heart, you won't want these other things to come and spoil things again. In the Bible we read about Abraham. Abraham had a son with Hagar.
Ishmael.
Remember how the Lord spoke to her and said that she should go back to her mistress and apologize. But when she was there, the child grew up.
Ishmael.
And he was someone who spoke mockingly. He scoffed. And then Sarah spoke.
And
Sarah went to Abraham and said, my Lord, you see how what a kind of a wife and a woman she was. She saw something going wrong. She didn't keep quiet. She did something about it. She spoke to her husband and said, it's not right that Ishmael lives here with us. He's a cheeky brat, if that's in my words. And if he stays here, Isaac is going to learn the wrong ways of Ishmael and become like him. Rather send him away.
He'll be a bad influence on our child.
Hey, kwa babukhuni kwa Abraham, It was difficult for Abraham because it was his son. And Abraham prayed.
Abraham, Abraham
And then God spoke to Abraham and said, do what Sarah your wife has said. So Abraham spoke to Hagar and said, take your son, because he's not respectful, he's cheeky, he's a scoffer. It's not good that he grows up in my home. That's the old leaven. It must be removed. Therefore, take your son and go. He gave them provisions and sent them on their way.
O Abraham uhleli ezulwini, uLazaro wasuka waye esikhubeni sakhe. UNkulunkulu wamnika isikhundla ezulwini. Ngoba wayixosha ingane yakhe encane, ngoba yona ibihleka, ibhuqa umfowabo omncane nezinto ezingasile, ehamba nabanye abafana. Waba isideleli. UNkulunkulu wathi, hlukana nale ngane yakho.
And God honored Abraham. Because later we find Abraham in heaven, and even Lazarus in his bosom. So God honored this man who at one time in his life said to Hagar, said, my son is a scoffer. He's a bad influence here. He must rather go.
And he separated from him. He didn't keep him. That's why Abram had authority to charge even his workers to obey God, and they did it. Er hatte Vollmacht. He had authority.
Ingakho uNkulunkulu emnika igunya, emnika amandla. U-Abraham lapho ekhuluma nezisebenzi zakhe, wakhuluma nazo ukuthi azimkhonze uNkulunkulu, zakwenza.
U-Abraham ubehleli nendodana yomfowabo, uLot.
Abraham had also lived together with his nephew Lot.
Izisebenzi zikaLot zaxabana nezisebenzi zika-Abraham. U-Abraham wathi, Lot, angikuthandi lokho ukuthi kube khona ukungezwana nokuxabana khona lapha la ngihleli khona.
And then there was strife between Abraham's and Lot's servants. And Abraham said to Lot, I don't want there to be disunity and strife here where I live.
Akathulanga jo Abraham. Wathula nje. Nina nthulayo. Nifile, nifile, nifile. Anayi impilo. Uma niphila bengizosukuma nikhathele. Nikhoze umhlola. U-Abraham wathi, ndodana yomfowethu, hamba asihlukane. Uma uya esandleni sokudla, mina ngizoya esandleni somnxele. Angikwazi ukuhlala nabantu abangazwani, abantu abaphikisanayo.
Abraham didn't keep quiet. You see, he was alive spiritually. Not like other people. They see things going wrong. They do nothing about it. They say nothing. They just keep quiet. See, if you have no life, then you can keep quiet. But if there's life, you won't allow strife and disunity to prevail. He said, my nephew, Let our ways rather part than that there be disunity and strife amongst us. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Abram couldn't understand it. How could there be strife?
What a lot.
He couldn't understand it. He said, how can we live together? And there's disunity. The one says, I want this. The other says, I want that. Abram said, we can't live like that. Rather let our ways part. You go one way, I'll go the other. But we can't live like this.
Upauli, ubesemhlanganweni. Bafika nabajuda. UPetro. Behlangene nabajuda. Kwase kufike abezizwe. UPetro wahosha kancane ngenxa yabajuda. UPauli wamsola phambi kwebandla lonke. Wathi Petru, lokhu kuzenzisa kwakho nokufarisa kwakho akukuhle. Wamsola ngamazwi abuhlungu. Ewu, uPauli ngiyamhlonipha bekuyindoda yamadoda.
Paul and Peter were in a congregation. There were some Jews and they were together. And then some Gentiles came. When the Gentiles came, Peter withdrew, and because he was afraid of what the Jews would say. And Paul reprimanded him publicly. He didn't allow it. He said, Peter, how can you act like this so hypocritically? We cannot tolerate that. You see, Paul was a real man.
Peter, Warner. UPetro wona phambi kwabantu. UPaul wamsola phambi kwabantu. Akashongo ukuthi, hayi, angikhulume naye eyedwa. Wathi akulungile lokho okwenzayo uPetro. UNkulunkulu akayivumi le nto.
Peter sinned publicly, so Paul reprimanded him publicly. He didn't even call him aside to speak to him alone. He said it in front of everyone. He said, God doesn't tolerate this.
UJohane uyabhala encwadini yakhe.
John writes,
hayi evangeli kodwa incwadini yezincwadi zakhe.
John writes in his epistle, that's not in the Gospel of John, the other letter.
Wathi uma kufika abantu,
says if people come,
abafundisa ezinye izinto bengafundisi lokhu esikufundisayo thina,
and they teach you something different to what we have taught you, don't accept such a person. But just look how gullible we are. Anyone comes our way and we fall for what he says. Even people who have forsaken the faith, they go in another direction. But when they come, we accept them and accept what they say. What shall one say of such a person? Where is your maturity? When will people be able to see what is right and what is wrong? When things are just a whole mess. Then I'm not surprised that God is starting to use small children. Let that old leaven be removed. And if you don't want to part with the old leaven, then rather go with it. Many
churches. amakhawe kodwa lo doti awusudingi la evangelini akubonakale ngawe ukuthi usile nengane zakho zisile uma singavumi thathe isinyathelo ubathathele isinyathelo njengo Abrahama.
There are many other churches that will be happy to have new members. Maybe they don't mind if you come with your old leaven, but we don't want to tolerate that old leaven in any life. And if your children allow that leaven, you need to take action like Abraham did.
When ando tuma unga kwazi ukuvuswa ungakho. Uzuvuswa yimina ke namhlanje. Thatha isinyathelo ngene endlini yakho. Kumi kanjani? Bayiphethe kanjani uma kungesiyo le ndlela bakhombe emnyango isigcino sizoba ngabantu ababolile kanti kuthiwa lokho ukubola kukhishwa abanemvubelo encane zibilisa yonke inhlamba nabeyakhuluma bangaphandle ukuthi niyabona bayafeba lapha niyabona lapha baxabele. Niyabona abamunye. Abamunye. Hlaso lamahlaso le.
Now maybe your wife has tried, she's failed. Now I'm trying to wake you up out of your sleep. That old leaven needs to be removed. And if it's in your home, if it's with your children, you need to take action. Otherwise, we'll become the laughing stock of the enemy. They'll say, well, those people themselves aren't even united. They're not one. And then people say, oh, it's Isabantu. They've just become like everyone else. No, well, I don't allow that. Then rather you go and go to those who are like you are. You see it all over, even overseas. Ministers, their own children, they come home. They are just like the world, according to the fashion of this world. But they are ministers' children. Jesus wants us to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. But when the salt has lost its saltiness, what shall be done? Then something needs to be done about it.
Ngoba lesi skole DSS Dominise Vite sikhonza inkosi ufunani la awuhambi ngani awusi usayizwa la asikudingi la ngisho nawe mfana uma ungaphenduki ngisho nina niku matric nifunani la nifunani yebo ngiyazi esikhathini esidlule bekunjalo.
Even here at the school, it's called Domino Civite. We will serve the Lord. If you don't want to serve the Lord, then what do you want here? Why are you here? If you don't want...
So some people studying theology some time ago. I said, my, are these people mad? Studying theology... living in sin. Kakangwe mhlabeni. Gaga. Kundela ukufundisa. Kodwa udla isono. Uyaqoma, uyaqonywa. Kusho ukuthi ke, even if you study theology, but don't, if you are full of the old leaven, it's an abomination to God.
Noma ungakufundela ubufundisi kodwa makuse khona imvubelo endala lokho kwisinengiso kuNkulunkulu.
Yikho ke namhlanje kuthiwa akushadiswa neyitabane.
That's why they say today one should even marry gays.
Bathi abafundisi cha indodakazi yethu ikonywe enye intombazana. Uyindaba yothando akukubi nabafana kanjalo. Kungani ukuthi bangene enkanukweni? Kugenxa yokuthi abamphileli uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu sebadedela babe yinto yesikhokho.
When ministers say, well, my daughter has got a girlfriend, and what's wrong with marrying them? It's all a matter of love after all. You see, you let the old leaven. Leave it there, it grows, and it spoils the whole lump.
Hayi ukuthi ube nendlu kanti sidleke sika Satan sikwakho.
If you're a preacher of the gospel, maybe you should go home and just go through your house and your children's rooms. See what is there in their cupboards. What's the clothing that's there? What are the books that they read? What are the things that are found there? Lest you claim to be a preacher of the gospel all the time, your home is a den.
Uma umuntu engena la ngamasango, angena ethi ukuthi hayi kono munyu moya la akusiwona umoya wasezweni.
People that come here, they should realize that there's another spirit that rules here, not the spirit of the world.
Akukuhle ukubonga kwenu kusho uNkulunkulu, akukuhle ukukhonza kwenu ngoba nidedela imvubelo endala.
God says, you are glorying, but you shouldn't. It's not good what you're doing because you're allowing the old leaven in your midst. You find children of God in one place, but they divided. They're in different groups. And I said recently, sometimes it's a nuisance if you're a bit older. You've heard so many things, and you've allowed these things you've listened to influence you. And they grow in your heart. That's where children have an advantage. They haven't been poisoned by all these things that they've been heard. You've listened to so many things and you've allowed those things place in your heart. They've grown, they've influenced you, they've changed your attitude. If you don't want to part with those things, then rather you go and you join up with those who think like you do. It would be wonderful if you hear.
Ilona lo ahlole manje imvubelo endala ikhona yini.
Test and search your heart. Is the old leaven in your life, in your home?
Enganeni zami.
In your children?
Ngoba kufanele kubonakale into enemvubelo.
Because nowhere In any court of your life or your situation, should there be found the old leaven, we should be unleavened bread.
Angasike kuthi kuyezwakala yini uma kungezwakali woze emva kwenkonzo uze kimi ukuthi hawo angizwa standards sizamgeza la indlebe sokugcwela udoti akusezwakali.
I don't know whether you understand. If you don't understand, come after the service. We can pray together and ask God to wash your ears, to remove the dirt that you can hear. There is no other way. I have said in the beginning, these are words that are from the mouth of God.
Paul wathi uma kusekhona umfana nentombazana beganga phakathi kwenu nikukhumaliswa yini ngoba bekufanele ukuthi ndabuke bekufanele ukuthi nishayeke phansi bekufanele ukuthi nikhale nithi awawawawawu uNkulunkulu sikhawukele kanti sekunjani phakathi kwethu.
If there's a boy or a girl sinning in your midst, Paul says, why do you rejoice? Why are you happy? You should be concerned about that thing and it should be dealt with.
In Corinth, there was one man and one woman and they sinned. And Paul said, why are you puffed up? Why are you so proud? You should have repented in dust and ashes that such a thing could happen among you. And that person should be dealt with. Angazike ukuthi ngayeka yini ukukhuluma. Sengizwile. Sengilindele nganike. Sengizoya ekhaya. Sengilindele ukuthi ngizothatha siphi isinyathelo.
Have you heard? Have you understood? Can I stop now? I'll be going now, I'll go home, and then I'll see what you do about it. Let's bow our heads.
Nkosi Jesu, ngicela ukuthi izwi lakho libe bukhali, lifinyelele ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yalo nalowo.
Lord Jesus, I pray that your word will be sharp, so sharp that it gets right to the deepest depths of our hearts.
Uma kukhona ukuphikisana, uma khona ukungezwana,
if there's strife, disunity,
ukumelana komunye nomunye,
and one going against the other,
awu Nkosi, sebenza umoya ongcwele, ukuba imvubelo enjalo ikhishwe,
ukuba
sibe inhlama entsha.
Oh Lord, please work through your Holy Spirit that that old leaven can be removed, that we may become a brand new lump.
Amen.
Amen. And you will never experience revival if you haven't taken that step. In fact, you will be a curse, a hindrance in God's work. Thank you.